Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today's update is December 9, 2025. Bitcoin has attracted $352 million in ETF inflows over the past week, making up nearly half of total crypto fund investments, which reached $716 million. Meanwhile, Ethereum has surged close to 11% in the same period. Bitcoin is trading around $90,000 but encountering resistance at key levels after a 28% drop from its October peak. Investors are watching closely for potential catalysts, primarily the upcoming Federal Reserve rate cut, as it may impact liquidity and market sentiment. Total crypto assets under management have bounced back 7.9% since November lows to about $180 billion, though this remains shy of the all-time high near $264 billion. Notably, short Bitcoin products saw $18.7 million in outflows, the largest since March, indicating a possible shift from bearish to more positive sentiment. On the regulatory front, Tether's USDT stablecoin achieved recognition as a fiat-referenced token in the Abu Dhabi global market. This approval extends to several blockchains including Aptos, Celo, and Cosmos, reinforcing Tether's role in regulated finance internationally. In corporate moves, BlackRock filed for a new Ethereum staking ETF called ETHB. This fund is designed to track Ethereum's price while including staking rewards, marking a significant broadening of BlackRock's crypto ETF lineup, which already includes established spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. Institutional demand for crypto products appears to be rising, with Bitmain Immersion Technologies making a $429 million purchase in Ethereum, its largest in nearly 2 months. Michael Saylor's strategy made headlines by acquiring 10,624 Bitcoin for about $963 million last week, bringing total holdings to around 660,600 BTC, valued near $60 billion. This underscores strong institutional confidence in Bitcoin's long-term value despite some analysts lowering price targets for the strategy following this purchase. CoreWeave is advancing plans with a $2 billion convertible note to scale AI infrastructure after seeking more power capacity. Ripple successfully raised $500 million, boosting its valuation to $40 billion and catching Wall Street's attention with a deal promising protections and guaranteed returns. Paradigm, a crypto venture capital firm, invested $13.5 million in Crown, a stablecoin startup issuing a Brazilian real-pegged coin touted as the largest in emerging markets. This marks Paradigm's first investment in Brazil. Yearn Finance experienced a $9 million exploit due to a numerical bug and unsafe math but has partially recovered the stolen assets and outlined remediation plans. In regulatory moves in the U.S., the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency advocates for equal treatment of crypto firms in bank chartering. Approximately 14 applications, including from digital asset companies, have been received this year. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission approved Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDC as collateral in derivatives trading, which may improve their integration into traditional finance. Canada's Revenue Agency recovered over $72 million in unpaid crypto taxes over 3 years but faces challenges in pursuing criminal charges. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority is seeking public feedback early next year on proposed crypto investment reforms. Finally, security reminders come from reports of a guilty plea in a $263 million crypto theft ring in California. Also, a San Jose widow lost nearly $1 million in a crypto scam involving fake investment offers, later exposed with the help of ChatGPT. Key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's resistance near $90,000 and the ETF breakeven point. The Federal Reserve's upcoming rate decision remains a critical market catalyst. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.